Frankie Fitzgerald was the youngest of five children born to parents Barry and Roseanne of Wimmering, Portsmouth, a city on the south coast of England known for its naval base. He was raised in his family's home on Halstead Road alongside his four siblings. His mother described him as the shining light, a kind and beautiful person. Frankie was described by his close-knit family as a jovial and comedic sweetheart who cared deeply for his friends. He attended the former King Richard School, which was later renamed Castleview Academy in March of 2018. He later went on to work as a plumber in Havant, Hampshire, a town just northeast of Portsmouth.
By the time that Frankie was 25 years old, he had fathered two children with a woman named Charlene Scutt. But things were not all sunshine and roses in the Fitzgerald Scutt household. Frankie, who was once described as a caring friend, had become a violent partner with a history of DV issues. In February of 2022, Frankie met 27-year-old Shay Groves while on a night out with friends. Soon, the two began a tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship that was complicated with hard drug and alcohol use.
Shay Groves had a troubled childhood marred with health issues and alleged abuse. At the age of 11, she began wearing hearing aids due to being partially deaf. By age 13, it became apparent to those around her that Shay was not only a danger to herself, as she was inflicting injuries to her own legs, but others as well. This will become an ongoing theme in Shay's life as her story progresses. One particular incident, she threatened to slice someone with a scalpel. She also regularly carried a knife with her. Due to this, she was evaluated for mental health issues around the age of 14 and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. As a teenager, Shay went off the rails using drugs and alcohol on a regular basis. She became withdrawn and only hung out with a few close friends. Shay left home early and entered into what was described as a series of abusive relationships. At age 21, Shay gave birth to a little girl named Marissa. Her relationship with her daughter's father, Ashley Wingham, was described as safe and caring. Just before her daughter was born, Shay was diagnosed with CPTSD, or complex post-traumatic stress disorder. Wanting to sort herself out, she stopped drug use and sought mental health care. However, Shay left her child's father not long after to live in a woman's shelter with her daughter.
Around this time, she also became interested in alternative lifestyles. Shay began dressing in a goth aesthetic and obtained a number of tattoos and body piercings. Her friends said she always stood out in the crowd when they went out because of her clothing choices. However, they also noted that Shay had always been a bit strange, even as a child. In addition, Shay became fascinated with true crime, serial killers, and violent adult films, and began collecting blades, axes, and other weapons. She kept a Celtic dagger in her pillow and a switchblade in her boot. Shay would later claim that she kept the dagger for religious rites, but there has been no evidence to suggest that this was the case. Baby in tow, Shay then moved in with her best friend Lauren White. Lauren was a single mother who worked at a nearby KFC restaurant. The two women lived together with their daughters in a house that Shay filled with pictures of serial killers, books about true crime, and security cameras that she kept running 24/7, including in her bedroom, a little detail that will become important later in our story. Shay spent her free time binge-watching true crime videos, reading books about serial killers, and playing with her knife collection, as her young daughter, whom she had custody of, played with her dolls.
Now, Lauren did not have many friends, and she relied heavily on Shay, who she felt was always there for her. However, her friendship with Shay was also very toxic and manipulative. Shay ordered Lauren around, making her clean up after her, make her tea, roll her cigarettes, put on her socks. She basically treated her like a servant. Others noticed this behavior as well. Friends noted that Shay regularly bullied and engaged in controlling behavior with Lauren. At one point, Shay assaulted Lauren with a pair of nail clippers, only stopping when she realized she drew blood. As we mentioned previously, Shay met Frankie Fitzgerald in February of 2022. The pair quickly became enamored with one another and engaged in a relationship that a judge would later refer to as nothing if not passionate. Remember the security cameras we talked about earlier? Well, Shay used those cameras to film the couple's romantic encounters on a regular basis, which they would later watch together.
However, their brand of romance wasn't particularly vanilla either. Shay and Frankie would engage in foreplay that involved humiliation. Frankie would refer to Shay as his Dirty Little Whore, which, according to court documents, was a title she was happy to accept.
Flash forward to March 12, 2022. Things had reached a breaking point in their relationship. Frankie started using coke, a substance that Shay had stopped using after the birth of her daughter. The two began to argue after Frankie began pressuring Shay to use with him, which resulted in her resorting to some of her old behaviors. As we mentioned previously, Shay had a history of becoming a danger to herself and others. This behavior caused fights in the couple's already toxic relationship. Frankie felt frustrated by Shay's unsafe behavior, expecting their relationship to be enough to make her happy. He thought he could just simply fix her. But Frankie wasn't without his own faults, as we discussed earlier. Frankie was a jealous man and would often go through Shay's cell phone. Upon finding messages from her ex-boyfriend, he refused to allow her to leave and proceeded to destroy her belongings, which was captured on one of the many security cameras Shay had installed in her shared home. Following this incident, Shay began claiming to both Frankie and Lauren that she had cancer. However, this was all fabricated in order to elicit sympathy, control, and to receive money from those around her. As I'm sure one could imagine, Shay's existing mental health issues affected her greatly throughout her relationship with Frankie. One day, she would be writing him love letters and telling her psychiatrist that Frankie was very loving and sweet when not using drugs and alcohol. The next day, she would be writing notes to her father, threatening to self-cancel, claiming that she was staying with Frankie out of love. Later, the security camera in Shay's bedroom caught the couple on film in an intimate act that Shay consented to, but clearly was not enjoying. According to court documents, Shay stated that it was not the most romantic act, but proof of her love for Frankie. In this video, Shay complains that she's in pain and she wanted Frankie to stop, but he refused to.
Throughout their six-month relationship, Frankie and Shay engaged in dangerous but consensual behavior in the bedroom. This often involved humiliation, knife play, beatings, and consensual non-consent with a safe word. Shay also liked to keep that Celtic dagger in her pillowcase, a fact that Frankie allegedly found disturbing. On March 22, 2022, the couple signed a makeshift contract of sorts before Shay's friend Vicky Baitup, outlining the acts they consented to in their intimate relationship. On May 12, 2022, Frankie sent a barrage of jealous texts to Shay, calling her a f***ing slut, threatening to snap her in half if she was intimate with other people, adding that cancer will be the least of your worries. On May 30th, Frankie decided Shay should be punished by being spanked 100 times, spanking her 54 times in 6 minutes. She was required to respond to each slap with, "Sorry, Daddy," or "I'll be a good girl for you, Daddy." Initially, Shay consented, but after 36 spanks, began pleading with Frankie to stop, which he later refused. It's unclear why, as they did have a safe word in place. Remember, this was all caught on camera. Shay then edited the footage with the footage from March 12th where Frankie hadn't stopped when she asked to, and included a picture of her red and raw backside.
Over the next few months, the two engaged in physically violent arguments, which caused them to split up and get back together several times over the summer. Each time they reunited, Frankie became more jealous and controlling of Shay. The two would engage in behaviors to make the other jealous, such as contacting exes and checking the message history and image gallery of the other's phone. They believed, even without any proof, that the other was unfaithful, and accused each other of cheating with former partners regularly. In fact, Shay honestly believed that Frankie had contracted thrush from another woman, and that he was attempting to catfish her via Snapchat. Shay had kept a close friendship with one of her exes named Declan Payne, which Frankie became increasingly jealous and violent over. The two both destroyed items and threatened the other one, causing Shay's friends to be concerned about her safety. Around this time, Shay began discussing her plot to bring physical harm to Frankie with her friend. Remember, there were cameras all over the house. Her friends did not take any of her threats seriously and were actually more concerned that Frankie would hurt her. As Shay was, as they put it, only a little skinny thing easily broken. Instead, they encouraged her to break up with him.
On June 11th, 2022, a drunk Shay went to Charlene Scutt's house with her daughter's father, Ashley Wingham. Charlene was Frankie's ex and the mother of his children. Expecting to find him there cheating on her, she dumped Frankie's clothing on her doorstep. Over the next few months, Shay regularly cheated on Frankie with Declan Payne. She even had Frankie and her new lover over at different times on the same day. Shay filmed all of the interactions and later threatened to upload the explicit videos to Frankie's Facebook to ruin his life. She also threatened to have her male friends attack Frankie in the alleyway. The police investigated the plot, but no charges were pressed. Now, around this time, Shay removed the cameras from her room, which coincided with an allegation of SA she made against Frankie. While having an otherwise consensual act of intimacy, Shay claimed that Frankie performed an act known as sunflowering on her, causing her incredible pain. I'm not about to explain to you what that is. Feel free to Google or don't. Meanwhile, something very serious was going on in Shay's household. Remember Shay's friend Vicky Baitup? The one that witnessed Frankie and Shay's intimacy contract? Well, it was discovered that Vicky's 7-year-old son may have essayed Shay's now 5-year-old daughter. The incident was reported to social services on July 8th, but it's unclear what became of that report.
On July 14th, 2022, Frankie found messages from Declan after going through Shay's phone, in which the messages, Shay was comparing each of their sizes. As a result, Frankie did what he always did. He made threats, he punched holes in the wall, and he destroyed Shay's possessions. He also proceeded to talk about his exes and called Shay by his ex-girlfriend Vicky's name in bed. After hearing him say this, Shay threatened to stab Frankie. Following day, Shay discussed the incident with her friend Vicky Baitup, not to be confused with Frankie's ex Vicky. She expressed her concern about Shay's safety, but Shay assured her she was willing to use the weapons she collected on Frankie if she needed to. On July 16, 2022, after the blowout 2 days prior, Frankie went to Shay's house to spend the night. Shay's daughter was not home, but her roommate Lauren was. They did coke and drank beer, all the while trying to sneak glimpses at each other's phones. Shay sent texts to Declan while Frankie gambled online. At some point, Frankie used Shay's phone to tell Declan that he should stop texting his girlfriend. At 1:20 a.m., Frankie went through her phone a second time and found that Declan was among Shay's Snapchat friends. Lauren witnessed this encounter and texted Vicky Baitup, concerned that things could get dangerous.
In the early morning hours of July 17th, 2022, Shay was upstairs in her room searching through Frankie's phone and found he was messaging a girl who claimed she was 13 years old. Shay did not realize that upon finding out the girl was 13, Frankie had blocked her. In court documents, it is shown that the girl was actually 17, but still a minor. Shay took a picture of the message at 3:12 a.m. before turning her rage on Frankie. While Frankie was asleep in Shay's bed, she took the dagger she kept under her pillow and stabbed him fatally in the neck before stabbing him in the heart and chest 19 times. An autopsy later showed that his left internal jugular vein was completely severed and the left common carotid artery partially severed, causing torrential bleeding and rapid loss of consciousness and death. His body showed multiple perforations of the heart and lungs with no defensive injuries. According to Shay, she saw a bubbling coming out of Frankie's throat and realized he was dead when his chest wasn't moving. She then wrapped him in a duvet and began crafting her alibi while cleaning the blood from her room.
This is where Shay starts spinning her stories. She called her ex, Ashley Wingham, shortly after killing Frankie, which he later lied about in court. She also sent messages to Vicky claiming initially that Frankie had left the house safely. She and her roommate, Lauren White, placed garbage bags under Frankie's body. Shay told Lauren that she is an accomplice to the murder and manipulated her into helping with the cleanup. She did not immediately call the police, instead using that time to cover Frankie's body and clean up the blood. 4 hours later, at 7 a.m., Shay video called Vicky again, showing her the body and giggling as she cleaned up the mess. She told her friends that she snapped after catching him messaging a 13-year-old girl and killed him in a fit of passion. She discussed with Vicky her plan to stage it as if Frankie had done it to himself out of shame, and her plan to bury his body in the backyard.
In a later interview with police, Vicky said the first messages from Shay said they argued and Frankie had stormed out. During the video chat hours later, Vicky said Shay was giggling and having a normal conversation with her, asking how her weekend was. She heard Lauren ask Shay in the background if she was going to tell Vicky what happened, when Shay made Vicky promise not to tell anyone before admitting to killing Frankie, saying, "I've done him." Shay showed Vicky his body and the enormous wound, calmly explaining she caught Frankie texting a child and killed him in his sleep for it. At the end of her call to Vicky, Shay asked her if they were still friends. Vicky called emergency services shortly after the video call with Shay ended. When police arrived at Shay's home just after 8 a.m., they noted that her room smelled strongly of bleach. In video footage, Shay is calm and collected, smoking a cigarette as police enter her home. She told the police she killed Frankie in self-defense after he violently attacked her. In addition, Lauren refused to give the police the PIN number to access her phone.
Over time, Shay told several lies about what happened that night, both to friends and the police. She shared footage of herself and Frankie being intimate, edited to make it look like he had assaulted her so she could spin a story about how she killed him in self-defense. For going through over 4,000 hours of security footage from the cameras Shay had set up around her house, it was found that the videos were deliberately edited to be taken out of context. And within context, the interactions were consensual. During interrogations with police officers, Shay initially refused to comment, until the third interview where she maintained her claim of killing Frankie in self-defense, staging her as a victim. Later, Shay told a mental health nurse that she did not deserve a blanket because she had taken a man's life and said what she had done was inhuman. She wrote a letter of apology to Frankie's family and children 1 week before her sentencing. It was not enough to earn her sympathy from the judge.
During a grueling 5-week trial, Shay pled not guilty, using her knowledge gained from true crime videos to stage herself as a victim of Frankie's abuse. During her testimony, she showed the heavily edited video she made, at the end of which Frankie is heard to say, "That was a bit rapey, wasn't it?" Shay made herself out to be a victim, claiming that Frankie was awake and attacked her first. She claimed that she was afraid Frankie would choke her to death after finding the messages on his phone. And in October after her arrest, she told doctors during an assessment that she defended herself with a metal money box, which was what cut Frankie's neck open. She claimed that she stabbed him afterwards to make the bubbling stop. She was seen making jokes in court as Frankie's mother, father, sister, and the mother of his children made statements. She smiled as she was issued her sentence. During sentencing, Winchester Crown Court Judge Kerr commented, "Ms. Badup said accurately that your life was a complete mess."
On February 17th, 2023, Shay Groves was found guilty of murder. Following the verdict, the Fitzgerald family released the following statement. "As a parent, you never expect to outlive your children. You'll do anything in your power to protect them. Frankie was our baby, the youngest of 5 children. He can never be replaced. He was a kind and beautiful person, and sadly, leaves 2 children behind that will never get to know their daddy. We thank the jury for their verdict today. To our Frankie, we love and miss you more than anything in this world. Your shining light will always be our hearts." Senior Investigating Officer Detective Chief Inspector Nicola Burton shared the following. "This was a shocking and sustained attack which tragically resulted in Frankie's death. We are pleased with today's sentence and that Groves will now spend a considerable length of time in prison for what she has done. As always, our thoughts first and foremost remain with Frankie's family, friends, and loved ones. I would like to praise their courage and hope that this sentence helps them to begin to move forward, despite knowing that nothing can fill the void left in their family by the loss of Frankie. We will do everything we can to investigate and bring to justice those responsible for such horrific crimes. The details disclosed in court were distressing for all to hear. I am pleased that the jury has reached this verdict and that Groves has been brought to justice following tireless work our local policing teams, detectives, specialist teams, and the Crown Prosecution Service. I would encourage any victim of domestic abuse to find the courage to come forward and tell us about it."
Shay was sentenced to life in prison, with a minimum term of 23 years on February 23rd of the same year. Her roommate, Lauren White, was also taken into custody over failing to release her phone password to the police. She was released on bail in relation to the murder. Fred's and family held a tribute to Frankie on July 18th, releasing balloons and sharing loving statements and memories about him. There was no obituary, funeral information, or grave information available. He is survived by his loving family and two children. His family grieves the loss of a vibrant and beloved soul and worries for the future of his children. In a statement, his family said, "Frankie was a loving father, brother, and son. He was the light of our lives, and we will miss his kindness, his happy smile, and the fun person that he was. Frankie had a large number of friends and family, and this news has left us all devastated." This case was a difficult one for us because in many ways, both Shay and Frankie were both perpetrators and victims of the other's abuse at different points in the story. This was an extremely toxic relationship, and it's pretty obvious that the two of them shouldn't have been together at all. At any point, they could have broken up and stayed separated, but instead, they kept going back to one another like a moth to a flame, for whatever reason. In the end, this twisted romance ended in cold-blooded murder. If you or someone you know finds themselves the victim of DV, please reach out for help because there are resources available out there for you. Like I said, this case was pretty difficult to unpack. Let us know your thoughts about the case in the comment section down below.